Blog Talk Radio.
In a barn with a guitar strapped across my arm. So I learned to play in a different style. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. Well, I pick it high and I pick it low. Pick it with my teeth and pick it with my toe. You can hear me play for a country mile. Everybody knows that I'm hog wild. This land, and I found myself a backwoods band. You can hear us play for a country mile. Everybody knows that we're hog wild. Yeah, everybody knows that we're hog wild.
Barbecue Superstars. I think you know what, they've got the camera live on Barbecue Superstars, but now it's where y'all can't see it. Okay, I'm still on. I assume I'm still on. Yeah, okay, there's the call. All right, and I was scared I was off. I'm watching SmokerBuilder.com right now on live stream. He will be broadcasting tomorrow. Ha-ha! Oh, my God. We got our second affiliate up. We got our first affiliate up. I guess I'm just considered, you know, my own. But wow, how about that, man? SmokerBuilder.com is live and in the house. Now we got the crew down there in Texas right now, and they're hanging out. We hadn't heard from them all day. I don't know. The Texas barbecue contest might be pretty tough, so they might be down there trying to get their cook together, get their cook on while we're down in Texas, and it'll be interesting to see what's going on down there. Maybe they'll call in just a minute. While SmokerBuilder.com is working on their thing, I'm gonna play a little song right quick. I will be back in 4 minutes.
Disowned a few others than me. I guess it's because I kind of changed my direction. Lord, I guess I went and broke their family tradition. Get on me, want to know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? You love out the song that you wrote.
family. I don't know. Am I on? Yeah, I'm on. Hey, what's going on out there? Man, I'm so excited. I can't figure out what I'm doing. We've got SmokerBuilder.com right now with his camera on live stream, and we're watching him live right here on the air. He's transmitting at a 409 bit rate from the office. Okay, yeah, I can hear me talking on the air, so I'm definitely coming through. I gotta delete that mic because I'm here back feed on the radio. You know, you can't ever have two things all at once because you get back feed. We hope you all are having a great night tonight. It's Friday night. Friday Night Lights on Barbecue Superstars. Now, folks, it's been a big week of broadcasting. We have done a lot of barbecue this weekend. On Monday, I did two racks of ribs and a meatloaf. And I got the meatloaf kind of hot. I put some jalapeno peppers in them. It was raw, you know, but I put a little chili powder in it. And then on top of it, I put the shizzle, which is a Caribbean rub. And, man, I tell you, I ate some of it this afternoon. We got it in the refrigerator. And, boy, was it good. Man, it really came out good. Frank, we have ignition. I see you live and well on the live stream. Uh-oh. You got the 24-hour playing there. I see you coming in.
Yeah, right. Do you see it right now? The event's going to end here in just a minute. But see, on my end, I can't see nothing on the computer. So I was uncertain if it was actually broadcasting.
That's the FDA Triple Crown Awards.
Yeah, we're playing at 24/7 up here at Smoker Builder HQ Barbecue Store.
Man, that's a hell yeah. You know, I have filmed a lot of stuff. I haven't got a bunch. That's crazy now. Hell yeah. Now, how the film be broadcasting?
Well, you know, I'm pretty excited. Give you a shot
now,
Are
you running on batteries on your red box?
Yeah, she's about to go dead here pretty quick.
Now, have you got a multi-plug? Look, there's
your
kit.
No, I'll get all that
kit.
straightened out tonight.
There's your store. There's a lot of your rub and stuff you're selling, and there's all your pellets. And I see you got a barrel kit on top up there.
Oh, what's that?
The barrel kit up on top.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got another one right down here, buddy. It's the whole deal. I'm zoomed way in because I'm doing one hand, but then we even have a barrel.
Man, right, that is awesome, man. Now, hey, man, I can see your office, man. Look, there it is. Is that how the kit shipped right there?
Those are pellets right there. They're ready to go out the door. We're trying to cut those out, you know. That's brand X. We're getting ready to go over to brand Awesome here pretty soon. So there's your barrel kit. Here, let's get a look at this thing right here. Of course, the event's going to end here any second, but at least I think it is there.
No, it'll just keep broadcasting as long as you got the camera on.
Oh, will?
Yeah. Now,
there you
folks,
go. Check that out.
We are live at Smoker Builder headquarters. There, hey, man, there's a voodoo butchula.
Yeah, there's barbecue butchula right there. Shout out to Manuel, my brother. It's his birthday this weekend.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's celebrating at the annual Manuel. There you go, a little zoom-in action there on the barbecue butchula of awesomeness. Here's a whole bunch of cool stuff hanging right there.
Want to build a smoker, register on our forums for, and it said, not ready to build, we can do it for you. Iron Man Cookers. Iron Man Cookers, hell yeah. Smoker builder in the house.
Well, go ahead.
Well, here in just a second, you'll get some memories there. There's my media pass hung on my mirror for the Jack right there. From last year, you know.
Oh, from last year, okay.
Yeah, 2012. That's where we hooked up, and I met you there, you know. There's my media badge. There's a Liberty Lot pass from 2011 at the American Royal. There's my media pass for Barbecue Web TV for the Royal last year. Here's my brother's overseas over at over in Denmark. Johnny over there. He runs the largest barbecue farm in Scandinavia.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Yeah, Lulu's barbecue stickers hanging out there. Yeah, so yeah, we're gonna mess around with this a little bit tonight, and I got a guy named Dan coming over here later on. He's gonna hook me up, and he's actually gonna do all the camera work tomorrow. So there you go.
Well, now perfect picture, and I'm watching your stream. You got perfect strength. I mean, you're wide open, dude.
Awesome. Yeah, so I don't really know what we're going to do this weekend, but, you know, we're going to do what we can. Did you see pictures of the pit this tonight on Facebook?
My God. Man, that thing's beautiful. What a job. What a crew. Man, it was awesome.
Yeah, it's it was raining out here, and, you know, so I had to hurry, but I tried to get as many pictures as I could, you know. Yeah, you know, it's funny because, you know, people here in Rolla don't really know what I do. You know, they think I just come over here and play around and weld metal up or whatever. And so I took off a while ago and drove through some of the businesses in town and just kind of brought the managers outside to see the pit, you know, a few different businesses. And they're like, man, I knew you messed around with building cookers, but gee-many, I had no idea. And I said, well, I mean, yeah, you need to win this thing. $20 is cheap. So,
hey, you ready to cook the whole hog, the whole house, and the backyard? I mean, you ready to cook them all?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So, get her done, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so that picture's good, huh?
Yeah, man. I tell you, your live stream's big, and boy, I tell you now, we got a whole nother opposite angle here, and he's got some high marks on his live stream, and folks, you're gonna see him. Building some big time stuff down there around his shop, and it's going to be, let's see, it says visit Smoker, then gold letters there, smokerplaza.net. Smokerplans.net.
Smokerplans, yeah.
Plans, parts, gaskets, kits, instructional videos. Not ready to build yet. We could do it for you. Professional build. Standard models available.
Yeah.
Customizable. Dealership.
Yeah,
Omaha,
it's fully customizable.
Well, it wasn't because I couldn't see it. It's because I can't read.
Right.
I see you, man. Hey, that's the 20, right?
The what?
The Canon XA20.
XA20. Mm-hmm.
Man, that thing shoots as good as my camera ever did. I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
You know, Canon just makes better cameras, man. Canon's got some good cameras.
Well, I got the wide angle lens on there too. So, you know, it's an accessory lens that you can. Canon's got they got lenses you can change. So I screwed on that wide angle lens right on. It's an optical deal, and you screw it right on the end, and then you got that extra big shade that goes over it. And so, you know, I guess that's the bee's knees. I don't know much about cameras, but I've been told a couple times now that's the real deal. So
mm-hmm.
We'll see what kind of madness and mayhem we can cause with that thing.
Hey, now I gotta wonder. You've already been going 18 minutes because you got a smaller camera. Them batteries might last longer.
Yeah,
you might have a two-hour length. Have you got the lithium-ion batteries in there or regular?
That's actually the batteries that came on the camera, you mean, or on the broadcaster?
In the broadcaster.
Yeah, that's the batteries that came on it. I just pulled out the little strip, and it's still rolling.
Okay. They got the EverReady lithium-ion batteries that are blue, and they cost a little bit, but they'll last you a long time. The regular batteries will last about 5 minutes. Each three will last about 5 minutes. Shoot, dude, you are ready to roll. Now, man, I'm so excited. Now, we got to get this thing embedded. Let me get the embed code, put it on the front of Barbecue Superstars. I'm not going to go out there and shoot taking off the 14-pound top round because it's not done. That thing's going to take a while. It's huge,
yeah.
Man. I don't know what I was thinking, you know what I mean? So we're going to have to wait
right.
Tomorrow morning.
So is Chris coming on tonight? Is he doing the Lubbock, Texas thing?
Well, I thought he was, but I haven't heard from him yet. Them boys Lava got out there and got to having a good time. And rock and roll. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, if not worth it if it ain't fun, right?
That's right.
So,
okay, I just
Barbecue 24/7 playing right here in front of my face.
Now, if you go to the front of Barbecue Superstars, right now you can see what my man Smoker Builder is doing right now. I went ahead and put you on the front of the website, so you're broadcasting to the whole world.
Oh,
you know?
Shoot. Well, they're getting a great view of my sign right there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of hard to read it, but, yeah, we're broadcasting anyway. It's really happening, huh, Daryl? Location number two.
Let me put it on Facebook, too, that Smoker Builder is...
Until the battery dies.
Yeah.
Here, I'll put it over here and plug it in. There's a little receptacle right here. By golly, now we ain't going to die. Let's see what we're looking at here. How's that? Y'all just pull me a little old chair out here.
So if somebody buys a broadcaster, all they got to do is pair it. So you can pair it with any account when you pull it up. So we're good to go. I see you. Here you come with a chair right here. And we got a second viewer, a couple viewers on here now. And so now you're simulcasting. You're on the radio with me, and you're broadcasting live on television. So
yeah, dude.
Simulcast. Now that's big, man.
It's really
What's
happening.
Fucking building.
Yeah, I wonder how the audio is picking up right now on the camera.
I think it's real good because I had to cut it off. I was getting an echo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you got music for one of my videos playing.
I wonder how the audio is picking up right now.
Really, really, really good. Uh-oh, now I can't listen to you on the picture because it's a delay of, 10, 15 seconds? But,
there's
swamp
boys
up there. Hell yeah.
Yeah, we got our here. I'll just let you see what I see.
You know, man. What the trip is? Is that, man, dude, we're actually building this thing. This thing is turning into a reality. I mean, we got live cameras. Now, you're 800 miles away in Rolla, Missouri, and I'm in Florida, South Carolina at this moment, and you're live simulcasting on live stream, live on the front of Barbecue Superstars, and on the radio too. And wow, which means, like, if you go to an event, especially on Friday or Saturday, because I don't have anything on BNTL, we could set up a radio show. You could get, you know, 10 people around a table or whatever, and you guys could do a major talk about the event or whatever you're doing and crank your camera up and simulcast the whole event and do it on Blog Talk. And, I mean, that just, that boggles the mind. I mean, that's ESPN. That's what ESPN does.
Yeah. And, you know, I was messing around in there a minute ago, and you can actually switch broadcasters. So, like, if you fired yours up, your broadcaster up right now, I could click on there and wham, we got multi-camera shoot going, buddy.
Is that right?
Yeah, go in there and get your camera going. We'll play with it. We'll just do it here live on the air, show everybody what we can do now, huh?
I got it right here. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, so right now it's playing that, I don't know what the video is called, but it's a playlist, you see. So I just got a playlist on my smokerbuilder.com channel on YouTube full of every barbecue video I can find, you know, Barbecue Superstars, Wired Barbecue, you know, my stuff. And I've got it in a playlist. And I found out that on the playlist you can set it to shuffle those videos, but you can also set it to loop it. And so it's just going to sit here and go, man.
What in the world are we doing?
So here we go. This is the third. It's going to do an ad now. That's the only problem. I guess that's why YouTube is okay with it, because it's going to play their stinking ads. But oh well. But so you go to visit the barbecue store here, and any barbecue store can do this. But you go to visit that barbecue store, and then you're sitting there checking out rubs and you want to know what to use on pork. And then all of a sudden, wham, you know, there's Jim doing his rib prep, Jim Berg doing his rib prep all of a sudden. And then he's telling you right there, use whatever, you know, Cimarron docks, or he just answered your question right there. Isn't that cool? Yeah. But who cares about the refrigerator that it's showing right now?
This is crazy. This is too cold to be true.
Is yours up and rolling?
Danny, I'm actually going to have to move the trash and the plates out of the way.
Hey, my camera dude just walked in here.
Much, but I had a plate.
We're simulcasting them on the radio and I'm on the video. What's that, Daryl?
Yeah, I have my camera sitting right here. I always keep it in the office if I'm not broadcasting. And so I'm able to.
Oh, see? What you would do. I don't know where I did that a minute ago.
Switching?
Yeah. So you would go ahead and start broadcasting on your event, a different event that I'm doing.
Okay.
And I can just click on your event, and it'll start playing your event, I think. Maybe not. Where was I when I did that a minute ago?
I wonder what it took to... Okay, I'm broadcasting. I'm doing a different event. Let's try it. My computer cut off on me. I'm doing it perfect. I got 446 and 500. So.
Yeah, you're...
Can you see me on there?
Yeah, I see that it's doing its thing. Where was I doing that at? Let's see here. So we got two different videos going. Live video. Oh, there it is. Online and broadcasting. Wham. Yeah, I don't guess we can switch back and forth. I thought we could. Two different same page on the website, though. That would work out.
Well, let's see now. I wonder if we can broadcast on two different events at the same time.
Well, yeah, so... it says that you're broadcasting on a different event.
It does on my box,
on the page.
Oh, it does? Okay.
So do you still, are you able to see me still, see my event?
Well, my computer cut off. I got it coming back up. Man, you know, if we had teleprompters now... We had yours running and the other one running, and we had a switcher box. We just boom, 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 switch it back and forth. Now, they got a box we could buy, but it cost like $8,000 to get a basic. And then they got the mega, that's $28,000. And we need a sponsor. You know, somebody gets interested in getting involved in this thing because, you know, what we're doing right here tonight, Frank, is this is a basic ESPN start. You know, you want to talk about shooting an event. I mean, my God. We've got one camera on one end, one camera on the other, and a camera in the middle, and we got a switcher. Shoot. Put one camera at a table, that's an ESPN table, on a little half moons with three or four people sitting there. Everybody's got a mic that goes into the big main camera. And then we have two roving reporters out in the field. And you have four teleprompters in a trailer, and all they do is just switch from one camera to the other on live stream, and we stream it straight over Barbecue Superstars. I mean, that there is just, you know, that's basic, easy to do. I'm going to Barbecue Superstars right now. Let's see if we're both wrong.
That's cool as heck, man.
Okay, now. Okay, I got you. Yours is up and running. Mine's up and running. We're both running at the same time. So you can have multiple events going at the same time.
Holy crap.
Wow. I didn't have any idea.
That's amazing. So there you have it. So where's Lori Frazee at? She needs to get her a camera.
Yeah. Oh, there's four people watching me now. What's up, everybody? How you doing? Smoker Builder in the house above me. And down below, Barbecue Superstars and Barbecue Superstars main office headquarters. This is where it all happens, folks, right here. And, boy, we got a lot of broadcasting going on now. Hey, I'm going to look straight up in the air, and I'm going to yell at you, and you see if you can hear me up above me. What's up, Smoker Builder? Can you hear me up there?
Oh, okay. I'm muted in my office here.
There you are. Watching yours, and there's four watching me. Well, four active people. God knows. This is why I'm getting a lot of people talking.
Yeah, I got you. I hear you loud and clear in here, man. That's cool.
Now, that's
there you go.
That's that on the television at BK Barbecue doing a class at Fireside Outdoor Kitchen and Grills in Augusta, Georgia.
Yeah.
That's doing a butt trim. He's taking the fat out. And he's the one he showed me to take the fat out of that little edge. And that right there, he separated the money muscle. Okay, I see.
Yeah, it's teaching you. Yeah, I'm in here. I got Dan in here with me.
And he's a camera guy?
Yeah, I'm just kind of showing him how crazy we are and what we're doing. So, well, yeah, man, hell yeah. So what we do now?
I got to see if there's a way, if I got on the same event, if we could switch the cameras.
I bet what they did is they got that trap there where you can't switch between two different feeds on the same or two different camera feeds on the same event without that broadcaster switcher deal.
Yeah, you know, so you got one main box that's doing the live stream, but then you got the switcher deal that'll switch it from what camera feed. It's this camera or your camera. It separates the camera feeds. So...
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's still going through the same box, but we've got two events going live right now. So that means, here we go again, 10 people can broadcast 10 events on Barbecue Super's live stream at one time.
Yeah, you could just have a landing page on a website that has all these players going. They all say live. And you just go through there and pick out which one you want to watch. It's kind of like, remember, some of these TVs now has got the football games to where you can watch four different channels at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
How about that one? You get four different barbecue comps at the same time.
Unbelievable, man. That is like, wow. I can't believe it, man. This is crazy.
Yeah. So, well, cool, brother. I better hop off of here. I'll leave the live stream up. Why not? For a little while, and I better hop off of here because I got to help Dan get some stuff going. But I'll probably call back in here in a few when I'm done.
All right. Well, y'all have a good
afternoon, brother.
And we'll talk to you in a little bit.
Okay. See you in a minute. Bye.
All right. Bye. Wow. How about that? Crazy, man. Crazy. Whoa. All right. Now, your barbecue team out there. Now, I tell you why you need to hook up with me about this live stream thing. It's because you don't have to pay $400 a month. See, live stream, strictly that box that you're watching on Barbecue Superstars costs $400 a month every single month. Now, if we all, you know, all you got to do is pay $500 and go buy yourself a live stream box. I'll give you the login to my live stream account. And then you pair your device with the live stream account and then make yourself an event. And then when you go through on the live streamer, it'll have different events. You pick out your event, go live, and we are live. So, Wired Barbecue, Smoke a Builder, Sweet Swine of Mine. I don't know, four or five people that are interested right now. We can all broadcast at the same time. Whoa, I didn't have any idea. This blows my mind. We're broadcasting two right now. If you go to Barbecue Superstars homepage, you'll see BK Barbecue on the television up there. I got BK Barbecue on television in Missouri. What's up? Woo! And then I got me in my office right here just freaking out, you know, about what's transpiring right here. Man, you know, wow. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I have worked my ass off on this stuff. I really have worked hard. I mean, it's a long, long road. It's been a long road. You know, it's... to finally feel a little success. You know, it's just something that just makes you feel good. You know, it's man, we got a bunch of them out there in Texas need to call in, man. We need to find out how our main man down there in Texas is doing with all his buddies at the IBCA event. I would love, man, I wish I had that camera in Texas right now with all them fellas, and we was on there having a good time. That's my whole posse out there. That's my boys, man. I love y'all, and dang, give us a call in. I hope you got signal. I don't know where in the world Texas you're at, but you're liable to be way on out there somewhere. And shoot, man, what a week of broadcasting! My goodness, how can we do it anymore? You know, this thing's getting to be 24/7. We got the radio playing off the hook. We've got live television every day. I know I'm doing it, and shoot, it's just now. You know, if you're a company out there and you want to get exposure in the big time competition inside a barbecue world, you know, Barbecue Superstars is a great choice. You know, give us a chance. Come on and, you know, throw some money in here and help me get a couple more cameras. And we'll go to really, you know, doing some events. I mean, we've got the capability now to put, you know, however many cameras you can afford on an event. We could go to the Jack Daniels with five cameras and have five different regions and just have a cameraman up there on a elevated post, and we could shoot that event the whole 48 hours that it goes on. And, you know, watch the crowds, watch the cooking, watch everything that, and I'm talking about draw millions of viewers worldwide. There's no reason why we can't make this happen. And I've got the full radio network up now. I mean, we've got people every night, all night, you know, all over the country. There's not a corner of the country that's not involved in our radio shows. And we're ready to take this television thing to the next level. And shoot, call in. Number to call is 864-621-49. I'm sorry. Number to call is 347-202-0263. Give us a call. Let's talk about live television, live radio, and simulcasting. Uh-oh. Okay, we got one of our boys.
I'm scared he's going to try to call in as a host.
This is reality TV. This is Barbecue Superstars Central. This is reality TV. This is barbecue. Now, folks, I mean, so out of the blue, we're trying to bring in the whole group from out there in Texas, and I'm almost willing to bet. I wonder if I can look up Chris Chabot's phone number, just go ahead and call him. That's what I need to do. Calling through the radio. Now, Lori Frazee is the one who taught me that today. No, what I need to do is contacts. There it is. Let's see if he's got his number. I need Chris's phone number. Yeah, that's my name. Shoot, 571. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and hang the show and find Chris Chadwick's phone number. I got to write it down right quick, and then I'll call him on. Oh, it might be stored in here. 571. Whoops. 571. No. All right. Okay, here we go. I think I got the problem solved. Let me call Chris Chadwick's phone. We got 571. No, 731. 731-571-1645. Dialing. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Chris, I got you. I was going to tell you, you know, I call in as a host, just everybody call in as a guest, and then you can take over and host the show. It doesn't matter how you call in.
All right. Well, I couldn't get my notebook up out here in this this canyon where this lake is here in Texas.
Well, I got the board up so I can cue everybody in and out.
Okay. Hey, can you play us a song, Mistake, by Dick's Hat Band? It's in the
Mistake
music.
Is it on here?
X-Nation.
Oh, X-Nation, okay.
X-Nation, what is it called again?
Mistake.
Dick's Hat Band. Them boys are going to be singing here in just a little while. We were drinking with them last night, so they'll come down and hang out with us. D-I-X. And then that other one is, what's his name? Blue Edmondson, some country music performer, is playing out here tonight also. And
Hat Band,
he's coming
Mistake,
out, hang out
song.
With
I got
Mistake,
it right here.
Full
Hat,
song.
Hat, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, all right, I'll call in just a couple minutes. We got chicken. We've got to finish up within a matter of 5-10 minutes. So let me finish
okay.
this, and I'll call in. Okay.
All right. Sounds
all right, brother.
Good, man.
We're having a big time right here in
I
Lubbock,
know y'all.
Texas.
Hell
we
yeah.
We're smoking it up at the Breast Fest right here. We smoking. We got the smoke rolling right now. We want the only team rolling smoke. I mean,
hell
it's just
yeah.
smoking. I mean, and we're trying to get our chicken turn in ready, and we got a fancy dish we're gonna turn in. Maybe we might get a call on it. So that's what we're working on. We got to finish it up.
Okay.
In just 10 minutes. So we'll be calling
okay.
in a few minutes.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. Smoker Builder now. Got a hold of Chris Chadwick. Had to overcome a problem. And we got that done. And so they're going to do a big turn in and call back in. They got the whole daggone crew out there. I got to go get me a drink on this. What you doing out there, Smoker Builder?
Well, I would love to go get me a beer, but it's not going to happen. I'm up here at the shop. I got stuff I'm doing. I went ahead and stopped the broadcast on my camera just to kind of, you know, because we had so much going. But that's pretty freaking cool, man. I'm telling you, I'm pumped.
Boy, you really taught me something. Now, you know what else it means, Frank?
What's
you ain't
got to
worry about when I'm broadcasting or anything. You just get out there and start running that camera and do what you want because we can't bump heads.
Yeah, I just can't use your event. I just got to have my own event. So,
right.
Yeah, you can have 50 people out there with cameras and just keep on rolling.
Man, that's you know what? That's sort of a television network, isn't it?
Hell
or
yeah.
I mean,
an event is the same thing as a channel. How about that one?
Yeah, it is. Holy shit.
I don't know. This is a new day in barbecue, isn't it?
It is. We done broke some more ground, man.
Yeah. So yeah, kudos to Livestream for putting together a network like this to where we can cause all this mayhem and stuff.
Wow, it's just hard to believe. Man, if you hadn't bought that camera, we wouldn't be doing all this right now. I know it was a big expense for you, and I just want to tell you thank you.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm having just as much – I don't know how to run that thing, but I'm having just as much fun with it as, you know, as anybody else will. It'll be – especially having some kid run around here, you know, Dan, bless his heart. He's going to come up here tomorrow and give her a whirl. Having somebody that knows how to run it so I can keep doing what I do, that's even better. That's a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my major – what I'm wanting to do is number one, what the kind of product or content that I want to produce is I want to produce educational content teaching people how to do what we do. Number two, I want to go around to all these people that build pits right now. My buddy Victor down in Houston, you know, Rich at Gator Pits, you know, all these people that build all these awesome pits. I want to run around and, you know, interview those guys and hang out with them and see what they do. And, you know, it's just going to be awesome. You can see what kind of quality goes into their pits, you know. I think it'll be awesome. And then we get the Barbecue 100 Tour started up. You know,
man, I tell you,
that'll be pretty outstanding.
So much wonderful stuff going on. It's just, you know, the other thing about it is we're not limited to FCC rules because of being on cable channel, and we're instant worldwide access. If you got a computer, simply type in www.bbqsuperstars.com and boom, bio. There it is. I mean, hey, you ain't got to pay $250 a month to keep your cable on. You ain't got to, you know, jump through hoops. I mean, you go to Barbecue Superstars, and right there in your eyes is exactly what you're looking for. And I tell you, man, what in the world? Now, at the first of this year, I knew Barbecue Superstars had to change. I knew it did. You know, I couldn't just keep going to events, spending $400 or $500 a week, and going further in the hole. I had to change it. And you know what, Frank? You have been the whole key element in this thing with buying the camera, with bringing me out, with jumping in there doing a radio show. I mean, it's just so much stuff that you've done to promote this network and to bring it forward a little further. And, you know, YouTube's all right. You get views on YouTube, but there ain't nothing like turning that camera on. Like right now, you got that red light blinking, and they're watching exactly what you're doing right now. Now, the one point I want to make on the radio and live streaming right now is that this is the cook's system. This is not my system. This is not just Frank Cox's system. This system of broadcasting belongs to you barbecue cooks out there. And you're not going to have to wait and put a video in for me to decide whether you get on or not. You're already on. All we got to do is get the logistics together of you getting here, getting on the studio, or you getting to Frank Cox's and getting involved with Smoker Builder, or me getting where you're at and being able to effectively broadcast where we're at. That's all it takes. Simple logistics. You don't have to qualify. You don't have to be picked. All you got to do is get the logistics together so we can put it together, because I'll put anybody in the world on worldwide television just by providing the logistics to enable it. Now, think about that for a minute. I will put anyone in the world that does barbecue on worldwide television by just simply providing the logistics. Now,
Who else is willing to do that? Who else? And you ain't got to hide your brand. You ain't got to take your banner down. You ain't got to hide your merchandise. This ain't about barbecue superstars. It's never been. It's about every one of you cooks out there that load up every weekend and pay that $1,000 and go to a contest. It's for all those cooks out there that are running restaurants, which is a hell of a hard job. And then the catering cooks, which is a hard job. And then the associations, you know, National Barbecue Association, FBA, IBCA, GBA, Mid-Atlantic. I mean, all these different barbecue associations. You got to kill yourself. You deserve the publicity that you can get. Now, you know, another fact is that, you know what, if we went to an event and we had five cameras there and each one of them had their own event, so it's the same event, they all four run 48 hours, and we do five different regions of the event, can you imagine the coverage we could get? You know what? Have them all stacked up, and you just, okay, I'm watching this one right now. Now I'm going to go down here and watch this one. Oh, let's see what's going over at the front of the event. We got a camera out there. And then that ESPN trailer. If we could get, now, you know, I keep coming back to this, but somebody with the right personality to man the ESPN barbecue desk. You know, that person, that, and I'll tell you who that person is, you know. And she's got a show on the Travel Channel now. But there's only one person that could do it and could totally kick ass and would look barbecue, his barbecue, and could do an outstanding job and could be the centerpiece of this whole thing. And you know who that is, don't you?
I'm thinking. I can't place it. There's a lot of them out there. Oh, my gosh.
I'm telling you, I want off the camera, and I want to make Diva Q the center of the universe. And we go down to a event, put a little half-moon trailer. Now, whoever the keynote person is on ESPN, there are a couple. One guy with a lazy eye. The guy that's gotten older is bald-headed now, but he still looks kind of young. You know, we could make her the face of barbecue broadcasting in the world. And I'm good at picking out talent. She has got the ability to go on and do a bam, 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 a fast-paced, kick-ass show. Take her a little while to get trained, but she could really, I could see her really, but who else? Who else do you think out there that's got a little name to them that you think could handle such a position?
Oh, man, there's so many people out there, you know, that could do it, both male and female. You know, you know, too many to name. But, you know, I had another thought here just a minute ago. You know, when I was with my buddy Gabe doing what we were doing in the video thing, it was more of a local deal we were doing. And one of the interesting thoughts that we had was, you know, you got all these bars now and different restaurants and stuff like that that have all these TVs, in their restaurant or whatever, people watching the game, people watching whatever. This is another thought that we, and I've got it going right now, just case in point, in my barbecue store in there at HQ here, is, you know, if you've got five or six different events going or whatever, you've got one website. Each event is loaded on a different page, is embedded on a different page, and you take that, you take a laptop and hook it up to each one of those just a little. It doesn't even have to be a laptop. It could be just a little iPad or whatever, hooked up to each of those TVs. You could be watching one of those programs or one of those events on each TV live in your barbecue restaurant.
Yep, that's
wherever
absolutely
it's at.
Right.
You could be watching a tailgating deal for the Cardinals or whatever, or, you know, a football game, or I'm not much of a sports guy, but But, you know, whatever you're wanting to watch, you know, and then you could be having a barbecue contest over here, maybe the Jack Daniels competition's rolling down there, you know. And then, I mean, shoot.
Now, we're talking
big
about
time,
our own
man.
Cable network now.
There ain't nobody else going to have that content. Nothing I like better than to see people I know and my buddies and all that in the competition barbecue and the barbecue pit building industry getting recognized for the great things that they do in barbecue and seeing them on TV doing their thing and all the hard work they've been doing, you know, there ain't nothing like that. You can't – Diva Q gets a hell yeah because, you know, she's got it rolling. But anyway, so it's baby steps right now, man, but – I think it's going places. I really do. I've always thought that there needed to be something like this. You know?
Yeah, I tell you, it's just, you know, for me, you know, it's about 2 years and 6 months. Well, let's see, when's October? How many months? This is August, September, October. No, 2 years and 10 months worth of work to get to this point right now I want to thank everybody. I want to thank God, and I just got to keep going and keep pushing. And you know, we need some sponsors to start stepping up now. There's a lot of barbecue to shoot, a lot of places we can go. You know, the major networks are moving into barbecue, but. They got a whole lot of other stuff going on, and these superstars are set up to bring it like no one else can. And, you know, there's really no reason why we shouldn't. I think it's the answer to a lot of problems in our country, and it's growing. I mean, Barbecue Pitmasters has brought it a long ways, and I got to feel like I helped some with all this radio and television and the ideas I put out and people have taken that have taken off. You know, when you get this many people involved, there's something worth believing in. And
oh, absolutely.
You know, these sponsors need to wake up and realize it's going to happen. And it's going to be huge, and it's going to be worldwide. It's not going to be limited. And there are 7 billion people who have potential access to barbecue superstars, television, smoker builder, all the affiliates that are coming. And I tell you, internet is where it's at. I mean, think about the possibilities right now. This minute, I'm on the air, live stream, and I'm on the radio. It's all internet, and it's all worldwide available. So the only thing we don't have is the dollars to bring it to the public eye deeper so that every house in America will get it passed by them at least once. And every house around the world will get it passed by them just once. Because we only need 10%. 7 billion, 700 million people. If 700 million people start watching and keeping up with barbecue superstars, the companies, any company out there, will get their value for their sponsorship dollar. And even now, with as little money as I have to work with, I'm already producing a huge amount of impressions. And with a little money in here, where we get more equipment, more logistics, more ability, I mean, I could compete with CNN. I really believe that.
Yeah.
You know, I could. My numbers could compete with CNN very quickly, but we need teleprompters, we need switching boxes, we need some hardware, and we can put it in a mobile trailer, and that way
any event, any time, we could take the whole encasement of Barbecue Superstars to an event and pull in and do what they do every weekend at college football games and at NFL pro games. And we could set this thing up just like a NASCAR event. Now, the thing about NASCAR is those stadiums are set up with Wi-Fi in the NFL. They are equipped stadiums. In barbecue, they're mobile events, so we'll have to have a mobile production ability. So it'll be something on a 53-foot tractor trailer. And with, you know, with live stream as a base, there's no reason why we can't produce, you know, pull down on the American Royal, roll out 10 cameras, and I'm talking about, it's October 3rd, 2013, and we're at the American Royal. And we've got Chris Lilly and Myron Nixon here. And Myron, what does the American Royal mean to you? Well, goddamn it.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's going. I think it's going places, and it's going to go quick. And you know, I'm sitting here watching a competition pork class right now. That's on the YouTube channel. That BK's been here. Man, it's pretty good stuff. I'm sitting here watching it, and that's the kind of content you're going to get. I mean, you don't want to spend $600 to go to a competition barbecue class. Well, I mean, it's worth it to do that. But if you simply don't have the money to do it, you can get right here on YouTube and, you know, and watch it right here. You can see the man, BK, here sitting here doing his pork prep, you know, or he's actually trimming it, you know, cutting it up for the box right now. You know, and there's people in there asking questions that were at the class. You know, asking questions about what to do, man. You can't get that anywhere. Pitmasters is not going to show that. You know, he's got rub bottles in there with all the different names on them. You know, like Bad Byron's butt dust, smoking guns, gunpowder. You know, all kinds of stuff sitting there. So you're getting some outstanding information right there. And you know, all it takes is this camera that I bought. All it takes is a couple of teams or just a couple guys ain't got nothing else to do but want to be involved in barbecue. Purchase a camera. You ain't got to be a big time camera operator. You know, you just go out there and grab your camera and sit there and film this stuff.
Hang up on that one. Okay, is this Frank?
Yeah, this is Frank.
Hi, Frank. Well, hey, Frank. It's Lori from Barn Goddess.
Hey, Lori, how you doing? I'm sitting here blabbing and gabbing about all my crazy ideas. What do you got going?
Well, no, the funny thing is I tried to pick my honey and I were brainstorming tonight, and so we wanted to listen to your show, but we couldn't get into your show for some reason tonight. So then I saw that Daryl posted that you were going to be on his show on Barbecue Superstar, so I pulled up, and your little window's there, but we couldn't hear you. So I tried to call in, couldn't get in. So that's what. And now
yeah,
I've got
well,
Daryl. I'm looking.
My show's actually on Sunday nights.
Oh well, what are you on then?
The BNTL.
Are you gonna...
Right now,
oh.
I'm on Daryl's show, Friday Night Lights, and I had this is a this is.
We're
the
sorry,
night of
your call did not
chaos.
Go through. Will you please try your call again?
Uh oh.
Nope, you know what? Are you still there?
I dialed it wrong.
No, you know what?
Yeah,
that happened to me. That happened to me twice the other night.
Daryl's trying to get Chris on the line too.
Wow.
So this is quite a night, Lori.
He turned his camera on and broadcast tonight.
This is like a free-for-all.
It is. It's crazy.
what happened is Daryl and I were working on getting my live stream, my camera running, so I could broadcast
the
on live stream.
Belonging to
Amy Chadwick
is full and cannot accept new messages at this.
Hang on a second.
Okay, they might still be doing their contest thing, but man, you can't call in. What in the world is that all about?
You know what? Here's what I'm wondering. I wonder if there's so many people calling in because there's different hosts on it all the time. Maybe they have so many people calling in right now and it's screwing them up. So,
that's probably what it is.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Well, so a little background. Have you been listening at all, Lori, tonight, what we did?
I listened to part of it, and then, now I think I'm losing Daryl. Something's going on the channel.
No,
I listened to
you.
Part of it. Oh, I listened to part of it, but the problem was I couldn't hear you, Frank, and I was trying to get into the radio show and watch Daryl talk to you and listen to the radio show. You know how you open two screens, and I couldn't do it.
Yeah, for a little bit of the time, I walked out. I had a guy here with me. I had to meet with about tomorrow, but so I wasn't even around for a little bit. That's probably when you called in. But so yeah, I'm just trying to get my camera up and running, and we did that. And so now we got my camera and Daryl's camera, and geez, there's all kinds of awesomeness happening here. So now we just need to get you a camera.
I have a baby camera, but I don't know how to use it yet. I'm expecting my honey to figure it out.
See, I don't know how to use this camera either. So we're even.
All right. So anyway, I was just busting Daryl's chops about he was hiring Diva Q for the trailer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, you. You can do it. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well, see, Lori, just in my defense, I was thinking of you the whole time now.
Oh.
The whole time. Now.
And Daryl looks up at the camera and looks so innocent.
The whole time. Now.
And Daryl looks up at the camera and looks so innocent.
The whole time. Now.
And Daryl looks up at the camera and looks so innocent.
The whole time. Now we got feedback happening. Now we got feedback.
I got.
What's going on?
Feedback going. I got. I'm trying to. I turned the radio show on for a second. Oh, no, I got the sound cut off. If you broadcast sound, so it goes into the phone and the camera, so that's two ways of broadcasting it, it'll start looping. And just like she said, Daryl looked in the camera so innocent and said it about 40 times. you're not going to be able to hear what's going on the radio show. Now, there is a way of working it out, but I'd have to think for about 10 minutes to figure it out. Lori, now, let's just imagine this for a minute. We're at the American Royal, and we got a little half-moon desk, you know, with the real fancy wood top, almost like glass, and down through the middle of it, you know, it says Kansas City American Royal 2013, and we've got a Lang smoker over here on one side. It's about a foot high, and then on the other side we've got a Jambo pit. It's about a foot high, and then you're sitting on one end of the television, end of the table there, and I swing the big camera around, and what would you say?
Let me tell you. I am in. I want to be there because the Stan Hayes has that class going on. We were talking about it the other night on it. And, you know, I kept thinking, okay, they're going to do the raffles. I'm going to buy a ticket. And, oh, wait, when I win, I'm going to be there. And then what else can I do?
Well, you could come down and hang out with SmokerBuilder.com. We're cooking it.
Oh, you are? Are you?
Well, yeah. So Stan, you know, he's one of my really, really close friends. Actually, this weekend here at Smoker Builder HQ, we're building four of the hog roasters they're going to use in that class.
You are?
Yeah, and word is that they're going to be for sale up there. So
But yeah, so I know that some of the team from Smoker Builder will be over there helping out with the class. And,
all right, we have the caller, 910-439, call back. I think they got it fixed. They finally got it fixed.
Oh, cool.
Sorry about
that. So anyway, we're going to be there. Daryl, you got your media pass already, don't you?
Yeah, I've got two media passes for the American
Bowl. Oh, that's what you do, Lori. You just hook up with Daryl after we get off the phone, and then you work with Daryl to get yourself a media pass with Barbecue Superstars, and you come up there and hang out and be talent on the camera.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, word up. Now, I'd like to negotiate a contract with you right now to do interviews.
Hey, guys, this is all sounding like a thing to do, man.
Yeah, so you come up there, and Daryl's got your media pass under control, and I've got an extra camera that I can't cook and run and weld and all the other crazy stuff that Smoker built. We're going to be building pits right there at the American Royal on our lot. Oh, absolutely. We're going to, you know, American Royal's never seen anything like this. It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, not big pits. We'll be building a little bitty stuff. We'll get some, you know, we'll have some extra hoods and welder out there. We'll get some kids in there and, you know, let them run a beat or two, you know, let them feel like they're doing something. You know, Nathan Hayes likes to, he's becoming quite the fabricator. He likes to make little barbecue trailers and stuff. And, you know, that's Stan's kid. And, we're just going to live it up, man. We're going to be there Wednesday through Sunday. And I'm probably going to stay Sunday night, just to be honest with you, just because it's the American Royal. That's why.
Well, absolutely. Now, are you arc welding all of these, or is it TIG welding? What is it?
MIG. It's a wire feed welder. Yeah,
okay.
MIG welding. I mean, I have all the machines to do all those processes, but we'll have a little 120-volt MIG set up there and on a generator, and we'll be sitting there with, we'll have a little arc shield or, you know, flash shield set up so people don't hurt their eyes or nothing, and it'll all be safe, and we'll just sit there and, you know, until they kick us out, we'll just sit there and build pits and hang out and eat barbecue and love the atmosphere at the American Royal.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big party, and I want to thank you because Stan did say that you had told him to give me a buzz to be on the show, and he was great and was on during a technical difficulty evening. But, yeah, he was great, and we were talking about the Royal, and I know it's a big barbecue party, and I didn't qualify, so I might as well go out and do something else.
Well, you can cook the open. That's what I'm doing.
Is that what you're cooking?
They've got the invitational, which you got to be invited to, but then they've got the open, which is going to be, you know, anywhere close to 600 teams this year. But that's what, last year there was 160 or 150 some teams in the invitational. And then that was the Saturday turn-ins. And then for Sunday turn-ins, that's the open, and that's everybody, you know, 560 teams, I think they had last year for that.
Wow.
So it's two contests in one. And then they got the kids queue on Sunday as well. So,
which is always a good time. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they had the brisket, the first annual Zarda Barbecue brisket burn-end eating contest. That was quite entertaining. And the Hall of Fame Awards, Barbecue Hall of Fame Awards, first annual. So,
well,
it
sounds
like Johnny,
a deal.
Johnny Trigg and a bunch of other guys, you know, two other guys got in there. So, yeah, it's a heck of a deal.
All right, well, boys, I just was calling really to bust Daryl's chops, but it was nice to get a chance to chat with you too, Frank, and
guys
enjoy the rest of your Friday night lights, and Daryl, look innocent in the camera whenever you get a chance now, because he looks up and he looks so innocent, and we know he's not. All right, Frank, have a good night, okay?
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Good talking to
you. All right, you too. Bye-bye.
So, Lori needs to do that. She needs to be in the control center, doesn't she? Oop, are you there, Daryl? Hello. Did I lose you? Well, speaking of technical difficulties, I don't know what he's doing. I see him.
All right, now. Oh, they're all
there. You are. What was you
now
doing anyway?
The whole pit crew. We got everybody down there in Lubbock, Texas. I don't know if it's Lubbock, Lubbock. I don't know where they're at, but they're all here. What's going on, Chris Chabot?
Love Big it. D, what is going on? We're live in Lubbock, Texas, right here at Buffalo Springs IBCA Breast Fest. Let me tell you, son, it is wide open. There are campers, there are rigs, there are pits everywhere. I mean, we've already had two turn-ins already tonight. We've been hitting it hard, and we've been letting the smoke roll, I'm telling you.
Man, tell me about an IBCA contest. What in the world are they doing down there?
Man, I'm telling you, it's crazy. It's IBCA. It's
what's
a
that?
Ball game. You know, I'm just regular old country, Tennessee country cook, little KCBS here and there, TBA, and whatever we can do. And man, this thing is wide open. These guys are serious out here. There's pits, all kinds, all styles. Anything you can imagine is right here. And right next to us is Up in Smoke, Junior, Riss. He's got it going on. He's prepping. I'm going to get him out here, get him on the phone and see what he's doing. Might go over there and shig a little bit. Who knows? We're right here with Smoking Eggs. Man, they have rolled the red carpet out and treating me just like royalty, and man, it's just awesome. I really greatly appreciate it. Lance Moore's in the house. He's down there on the other end. He's smoking her up, cooking up some grub. Yeah. Smoking X is here. Chris Chapman, Paul County Cookers, is in the house, just kind of watching, standing by, just watching them all do their thing. And we're just having a big old time.
Well, I believe we got X Nation on the line. What's going on there, John?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Now, tell me something. Y'all doing big time out there, IBCA. Sound like he's breathing kind of hard. Y'all got a big contest going on, don't you?
60-plus teams, I heard a while ago. We're pushing 70 teams. It's out here at Buffalo Springs Lake, just right outside of Lubbock, Texas. And, you know, we're just having a big old time with old Chadwick in here, just having just rolling it out, just rolling smoke. We've already, we've already had two turn-ins. We have four turn-ins starting tomorrow. And we got those two turn-ins in. We're ready to just crack a cold drink and sit down for just a second. We got a couple concerts to go to tonight. Some guys that were on the show with us last night, Blue Edmondson and Dick's Hat Band. Two great sets of guys and you know, just having a big old time next to Junior and Lance is, you know, just a few hundred yards down the way. We tried to get him next to us, but just ran out of space, man. They told me that people started lining up to come in the facility Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening
to get the good parking spots. They had 15 or 20 teams already set up last night, and then they've had 15 or 20 teams show up in the last 2 hours. So we're pushing, last I heard, almost 70 teams.
IBCA is wide open. Hell yeah. Now, Chris Chadwick, what's the Tennessee boy doing down there in the middle of all that? Now, what's going on down there?
Well, you know, Big D, I just can't lie about it. These guys have just flown me out here, treated me like the king, and we have just had an awesome time. I mean, the hospitality is just off the chart. Let me tell you, that's a big hell yeah right there. And we're just doing everything we need to do, making it happen. And we, like I say, we have been letting the smoke roll. I hadn't seen any other smoke rolling around here other than ours. We've been letting it roll.
Hey, now, have you got any calls from Goob? What's Goob doing tonight? Huh?
Well, I don't know what Big Goob's doing. He's chilling and grilling right there in Henry County, Paris, Tennessee. There's no telling what he's into. Goob is always into something. Now, he is the Goob, so he has got something going on, I promise you.
Well, we broke new ground tonight, and I wanted y'all to know. Smokerbuilder.com, he's on the phone with us.
What's up, Brother Chris?
And we had both cameras running a few minutes ago. Now, I got mine live streaming now from my office. But I want y'all to know, you go in together out there in Texas and you buy your camera, you get live stream on my channel simultaneously. We get to a Texas event, a Missouri event, and a South Carolina or wherever I'm at event, all at the same time. We can do it all at the same time. So y'all think it over. You can get your camera in a live stream box. If there's any of the teams out there that's smart enough to run it, we can broadcast them all at the same time. 806-292, go ahead.
Hey, boys, what are you doing? You there now?
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? That's Lancer.
Oh, Lance, what's going on, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Sitting over here having an adult beverage.
He's doing that, I can promise you. I've already tried some of his adult beverage. He's got it going on over there, too, now, let me tell you. We got the barbecue superstars in the house tonight. That's a big hell yeah.
Yeah, we got the north side and the south side tonight.
Yeah.
And we probably got the east and the west, too. We got the east side, the west side. We pulled the north down, and we got him hanging with us, so everything's all good.
Yeah.
Well, it's all on. It's all here. Now, I think Lance Moore said this is the comp that he actually what did you do, Lance, last time you were here?
Here in April at the state championship Buffalo Wings cook-off. And this is where I won the state championship. And got my Jack Daniels invitation yesterday for the draw.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Congrats, man.
That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to go down there and cover that Jack Daniels.
But if I get drawn in it, you better come.
Yeah.
You'll probably pick me up off the ground probably first or anything. give me a lesson how to cook.
That's a great
man, you get everybody,
for you.
If you get everybody from Barbecue Superstars and the BNTL all in one place at the same time, could you imagine what kind of chaos they'd be dealing with?
Oh, my God.
That's one big
party
right there.
How do we do it? How do we get all of us in one location? I know how to book an airline ticket.
The American Royal is the first one, and then the Jack would be the second one. Shoot, we'll all go down there and do the awards down at the Jack this year.
I sent my invitation into the Royal this week. So.
Oh, did you get in the Invitational?
Yes, sir.
Awesome,
yes, I'll be
up there.
So right now my plan is to be there. Plans to be there. So.
Yeah, Lori Frazee, we was just talking to her a few minutes ago. I told her that Daryl needs to get her a media pass so she can come up there. If she's not going to cook it, she could be telling on the other end of the microphone while he's walking around the camera. Yeah,
we need to all get us, all of us superstars, a media pass. I'll show up. Me and Cole will show up.
Hell yeah.
Hey, man, apply for a media pass under your radio show name, and everybody will get two.
Hey, you just want to talk on this? We got Junior Ass in the house. He's here. He's back. We're gonna get Junior on the line and give him the good old interview. Let's see what's going on with Junior. I know he's over there inside his trailer, been cooking it up, prepping it up, and we're gonna bake and wrap some shrimp just here. Let's do some barbecue shrimp.
Good deal.
Are you knocking on his door? Chris,
oh,
are you going there and knocking on his door?
In. Y'all just sit tight.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Junior's dialing in. Right?
Hey, Junior, just call in. What's going on, James?
Junior,
man,
in the house.
What's going on? Daryl, you doing all right, bud?
We're live, and where are you at, buddy? We're missing one man short, and you are it. Where you at?
Who, me?
Where are you at? We're missing you.
I know. I hate it, man. I love y'all, man. Could you imagine if I had my live camera going out there? We'd be having a hell of a time, man.
Well, we're here in Lubbock, Texas, Buffalo Spring Lake, and man, it's a gorgeous day. And guess what? We got Mr. Chadwick in the house. We got him. I can't believe it. He's cooking next to us.
That's right. That's right. You know, we hopped on that big old airplane early. Wednesday morning, it was thundering and lightning. And let me tell you now, I'm going to tell you a quick story about this airplane ride. Never been on one, okay? Imagine this big old country boy never been on an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't never been on an airplane?
No. Now listen to me. So here we are. I get up at 1:30 in the morning. I go to bed at 11:30. Get up at 1:30. I'm on the road to Nashville, Tennessee, to the International Airport. All right, not knowing exactly what I'm going to do when I get there. Well, it's raining. I mean, it's coming a hellacious thunderstorm, lightning. It's raining its butt off. So I get parked. Listen, I get parked. Get my big butt in the airport. Get checked in. Go through. You know, take your shoes off. Take your belt off. They say, everything out of your pockets. I said, yeah, everything's out of my pockets. Well, I forgot something. I had a cell phone battery in my other pocket. Well, of course, you know, that radar, it's a beep, beep, beep. They pulled me over to the side. What do you got in your pocket? I said, oh, hell, I forgot about this battery. So we got to x-ray that battery, make sure, you know, it ain't a bomb.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so they x-ray the battery. They say, thank you, and have a safe flight, and thank you, I apologize. But, all right, so we're waiting on the airplane. Well, it's lightning its ass off, and they come over the intercom and say, well, there's going to be a delay. All right, well, this is on my first flight. I'm going to get on a damn bumpy-ass plane in the lightning and the thunder. All right, now listen, quit laughing. So we get on the airplane.
Well, let me ask you, was there any handcuffs involved or any police involved?
No handcuffs.
Leave it on.
We finally get on the airplane.
Hey, tell them about the full cavity search.
Oh, no, I better not tell them about that.
Holy crap, I didn't know about that.
No, but anyhow, we get on the airplane, lightning, the pilot comes on, well, we can't go, it's lightning, the lightning meter says, you know, it's bad, so here I'm thinking, you know, they got me right by the engine on the plane. They fire that bad boy up, it's vibrating the whole plane, and it's making a crazy noise. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to be on the damn plane and quit. So,
yeah, Lord.
We get on the plane, we get in the air, and you know, I'm a little easier.
Thanks, sir.
But we had over an hour delay before we took off. Well, in Dallas, the schedule was we were going to have a 50-minute layover in Dallas before we got on the next plane to Lubbock, Texas. Well, we get there, and I say, well, hell, I missed my flight. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, we're just going to figure it out and catch the next one. So we land, and we are on C. We in the C section, like C8. And they say Lubbock, Texas flight is A37. So that's all the way around to the other side of Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. All right, so I get on this train, ride it all the way around the A section. I'm thinking, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I've already missed the plane. I guess I'll have to wait all day before I get on another one. And I'm hitting and trying to get over to my gate. And then I hear over the intercom, Chris Chadwick, last call. So here I am halfway over. So here I go humping it. One hand on my belt trying to hold my britches up. Another hand on this heavy-ass carry-on that I'm carrying and trying to get to my plane. Well, needless to say, I make it. and I'm the last one on the plane. And when I walk in that plane, everybody's looking at me like, this is the SOB that's waiting us to wait all this.
She just said, I'm the one coming out of the restroom.
I'm telling you. But anyhow, that's my first flight. That's my first airplane ride story right there. And it was fun. I like it when we get ready to take off. They throw lay that hammer down, kick you back, and let you roll.
That's yep. The best part is the taking off and the landing.
I love it.
Yeah.
I do.
I like it when the stewardess comes
by
with that drink tray. I'm a really big fan of when they come by with that drink tray. That's what I'm a big fan of.
Oh, heck yeah.
Chadwick just looked at me and they had gin and juice.
Oh,
what?
Now,
we're having a big old time up here, man. Well, I tell you what, if y'all wish y'all could just see Junior and Chris, they're jumping in the front of Junior's trailer. And if y'all have never seen Junior's trailer, I tell you, it's a work of art. It's an absolute work of art. We're going to get some pictures of it. And if you need to, just go to Junior's Up and Smoke. Page, and you can see pictures of it, but it's just an absolute work of art. I think you said it took him over a year to build the trailer the way he wanted it. But it's air conditioned and everything else, and you know, and it's hot here. It's probably 90 degrees and in the shade, and you know, staying over a 300 degree pit and just having a lot of fun, and you know, we've got some shade trees. Believe it or not, we got a little bit of a breeze, not much of a breeze, but we got a little bit of a breeze. But, you know, I tell you what, we're just tickled to death to have Chadwick down here. I mean, when he got off the plane, stuck his hand out, I said, hell no. Said, give me a hug.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just like seeing a long-lost brother.
Yep. That's barbecue, man. That's what barbecue's about.
Hey, you know, I can't quit laughing, but it's a magic time. You know, for barbecue in general. And, you know, Junior, I just got to ask you now, you and Lance, you're going to take it easy on old Chris. You know, he's not used to the big-time Texas IBCA contest, and you already had two turn-ins tonight and got four tomorrow. And, you know, he's used to maybe three or four total. And which one of y'all going to win it? I know all y'all three is in the top. Who's got it this week?
Well, man, I tell you what, I can answer that question real quick if they're give me 2 seconds. Guys, this is a tough cook. If you come in here thinking you're just going to walk away with this deal, man, I feel sorry for you because I'm telling you what, there are a lot of tough, tough cooks here. We've got some cooks coming out of retirement that have been off for a couple of years coming back in, some good friends of ours, and I'm telling you what, they're tough, man. We're parked next to them. They're guys that don't kid yourself. Junior's here. Lance is here. We got guys, two or three teams from Amarillo that ought to make anybody nervous. And, you know, Junior, he's a world-class cook, and so are these guys parked next to us. Lance, you know, I'll tell you what, he's a tough cook, man. Don't kid yourself. He really is. We've got some guys that have won some grand champions. We've got some invitationals to the Royal that are out here. There are probably 15 or 20 cooks that make me nervous. And, and Cole and I, we can typically hold our own, but I'm telling you right now, there's some guys out here that if you walk this weekend, I'm going to tell you right now, if you walk, period, and you're in the top 10, not just the final call or final table, but if you get a top 10 in any three of the major meat categories, guys, you've done something this weekend because there are some tough, tough, tough cooks. Those guys have been off for a month. Everybody's back on the trail. They're jumping up and down. They're ready to get back in action. And they're sitting in Lubbock, Texas tonight. And I'll tell you what, don't kid yourself. Stiff, stiff competition.
Well, it makes me wonder about this one question. And I asked Lance and Junior this question. You reckon that's why Johnny Tribb went north and started doing KCBS?
Yeah,
It's tough down there now, IBCA, isn't it? Hey, can y'all hear me?
Hello? I can hear you.
Okay. Well, we got Chris coming back in. Let's see if Chris can hear us a little bit. Go ahead, Chris. Host the show, buddy, because I don't know if they can hear me or not.
Okay. I just got back online right here. I've lost signal. I went in Junior's trailer, and my phone went dead. We just having a great time. We got Cole Smith, the other half of Smoking XX Nation, on the line on NQ. Cole, you on with us too?
I don't think I've been queued in yet.
You queued in, brother.
I'm queued in.
Let Cole give a big shout out and tell him what's going on.
Oh, man, I tell you what, we're having a blast here. You've already heard it multiple times. We got Chris Chadwick. We got John Reeves, Junior Urias. There's a load of cooks out here. A lot of good cooks. It's going to be a tough cook-off, but I tell you what, it's going to be a blast. I had some awesome chicken that Chris Chadwick put together earlier. He entered chicken breast category.
We're going to give him a walk this weekend.
You know, I really hope that we can. It's going to be a tough cook-off, but we got Chris down here. Chris's first time to be down in Texas, and I know that that's probably a little bit different for him. It's a different world down here, isn't it, Chris?
Well, you know what? It is. It is different from my old home state of Tennessee, but let me tell you, like I said before, they have rolled the red carpet out. They are taking care of me. I feel like the king tonight, baby. It's a hug of heart and love kind of thing. We're taking care of business right here in Lubbock, Texas, Buffalo Springs, IBCA, Breast Fest, Live. I mean, there's all kinds of things. We're going to get on this a little around. We're going to have a cold drink in our hand.
I was interested in what kind of chicken you did.
So what now?
What kind of chicken
do you do? What kind of chicken we do? Okay, now listen, we've already had a few samples. We tried Lance Moore's chicken. It was pretty fire. Now I'm telling you, we had to hustle, hit it, and get it because we didn't have but about a little over an hour to get this chicken ready. And I'm going to break it down one time, and here's what we did. We took a boneless, skinless chicken breast, and you know what other meat is just as flavorful as a boneless, skinless chicken breast? But let me tell you, we took that chicken breast and we cut it in half. And we took that premium breast, medallion. We wrap it, of course, everybody's wrapping it in bacon. And, hey, I'm a bacon wrapper, too. You know, that's just pig candy to me. We're going to eat bacon, and we're going to use bacon. So we wrapped that bad boy in bacon. But we actually marinated that chicken breast before we wrapped it in bacon. We used some Sprite and a little salt. A little water, a little pepper, a little pineapple juice, and marinated that chicken. So we did get a little moisture in that chicken. Let me tell you, when we sliced that chicken, everybody knows when you cook a chicken breast how dry they are. When we sliced that chicken breast, she cried because she was moist. I'm telling you now, that's one thing I can say I am proud of, whether we get a call or not. That was some damn fine chicken. But we went on and marinated that chicken. We grilled her pretty hot. We smoked her really deep. And then we topped it. You know, I'm a cheese lover, okay? Can't say anything else about cheese, but we love cheese. We took a sharp provolone cheese and draped over that chicken and let it melt. And we smoked it a little heavier. So we had a smoked provolone sharp cheese over that chicken. And then to finish it off, we made a pineapple jalapeno tomato Valdea onion salsa. We grilled it. We smoked it. We grilled it.
I almost feel like we cheated. I really do.
We made this salsa. We had to put a little lime juice in it because we was making a big old tequila a little earlier. Not tequila, but margarita. And
the guys next to us are flipping us off. They're afraid of him. Y'all might as well go home.
No.
They're yelling at us saying we cheated.
Well,
we
while they're in on that deal, Chris mentioned about cheese, and I tell you what, last night we went over to the roof, and Chris made the comment. He goes, man, he goes, everything is wrapped in a tortilla. He goes, you can't get a meal here unless it's wrapped in a tortilla. Well, kind of like I told him, you know, this part of the world, most of Texas, the way it goes is you can wrap a rock in a tortilla, and that's a meal. Throw a little bit of cheese on it, you've got a better meal. But that's just that's kind of the way it goes, this part of the world. I know me, I'm of that belief. I wrap a lot of food up in a tortilla. You can wrap taco meat, pulled pork, pretty much anything, and make yourself a good meal.
Have you guys ever heard of Bad Girl Pollyanna?
Say that again?
Nope. Somebody just logged in the chat room, Bad Girl Pollyanna. I was wondering if she was a contestant out there or something. No.
I never heard.
Okay. Well, man, y'all ready to let the smoke roll, man? What time do you think y'all get calmed down tonight, or is this going to be an all-nighter out there?
Oh, it'll probably be 12 or 1 Texas time. That'll be Central time. We've got a lot of stuff going on. So we got to start injecting briskets here in a minute. And then we're going to...
He just having a good time.
You know, we got to throw them briskets on tonight and cook them all night. So... you know, we'll be cooking. We'll be up till midnight anyhow.
All right. Yeah, we'll definitely be up to midnight. We're looking forward to some good sleep a little while later. We've got a big old king-size chair. We're going to take some pictures of everybody in it. It stands about 6 foot tall, and it's about 4 feet wide, so it's going to make a big old boy look small.
Well, now, Chris, have you lost any weight today?
But I tell you what, it's really nice out here, and I'm gonna let Big John, I'm gonna let John take over, and I'm gonna try to pick up a couple things and get washed up and get ready to enjoy the night. We're gonna bacon wrap some shrimp here in a minute and grill them out and try to eat a little something special. So, big day as always. It's a pleasure to call in and talk to you, and I'm proud to be a part of the Barbecue Superstars. And we're just out here promoting barbecue. That's what it is. That's what we just love barbecue. We love everybody in it. And that's what it's about. We're just gonna have a big time. We have kicked the tires. We are lighting the fires, and we're gonna let the smoke roll. And that's just the way it is. And that's what it's gonna be. So you have a good night. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon. All right.
All right. Y'all have a good night. And I think the time's about up anyway. And man, it's a big time down there in the IBCA and. Man, what a big time they're having down there. Texas Tech, X Nation, good Lord. That's a big old barbecue superstars. Hell yeah.
Hell
Texas
yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We got to give a double hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Man, now, that's three of them there. You got Junior Urias, Lance Moore, and John Reeves. They're all in the top of the west part of the IBCA. Lord, they're all lined up. It's like three drag cars taking off. God knows you don't know how in the world who's going to make it to the end first. But, Junior, tell us a little bit about how somebody can buy your rub and how they can get in touch with Junior Urias.
Hey, Daryl, they can go to barbecuesuperstars.com and purchase it right from the barbecuesuperstars.com store. They can hit me up on Facebook. At Juniors, JUNIORS, Rub for Grub on my page, or just under Junior Urias. They can get it all from there.
Good luck tomorrow, Junior. I hope you have a good cook and everything goes well. And Lance, how can somebody get a hold of you about getting on your radio show or get some of that West Texas Pitmaster good rub you got?
Well, they can find me on Facebook under Facebook.com, Texas Pitmasters. They can go to our website, www.westtexaspitmasters.com. They can find me on Facebook under Lance Moore. Any of those ways they can find us. And thanks for having us on, Daryl. Like I said, it's been a pleasure doing all this, and it's going to be a hell of a night, I think.
Well, I could just feel the electric in the air. Now, Sunday night at 8 o'clock every week, you can find my main man, Lance Moore. And I tell you, he knows a lot about barbecue, and his radio show is just full, magnet full of all kinds of information. Call in 347-202-0263 on Sunday night. Be a part of the show. Lance, I just want you to know how much Barbecue Superstars appreciate you and everything you do out there, and for being a part of all this. And, all right, John, how can somebody get a hold of you about doing a big catering event out there at the Texas Tech X Nation at the Smoking X? Now, I know you got a lot going on down there around that school, and got the big radio show on Thursday night, and he's got a big nationwide show. People call in from all over the place. And how can somebody go about finding you, John?
Oh, it's real simple. You can find us at Smoking X, no G, S-M-O-K-I-N. It's an X. We do the show on Thursday nights from 6 to 8 Central Time. And, we welcome all callers. We talk a lot of barbecue. We talk a lot of competition. We talk a lot of country music, Texas country music, any and all kinds. Nothing's off limits. Let's just talk about it. And, you can find me on John Reeves on Facebook. That's R-E-E-V-E-S. And, we just welcome any and all people that want to talk to us and want to talk barbecue. We just have a really great time. And we really appreciate Chadwick taking his time out of his busy schedule to come down here and visit Texas. And we really appreciate you, Daryl, for putting up with us and helping us out, with the show and stuff. Because without you, none of us would have a show. And don't think we don't forget about it. We talk about it, and we appreciate you. Helping us out and stuff. So, it's just real easy. Find me at Smoking X. You can find Cole at Smoking X. And, just join us on Thursday night.
Man, I tell you, I'm having the time of my life. And, tonight was a big breakthrough. We had two cameras going simultaneously on two different events. We could run as many as, 50 cameras, 50 different events a week on my live stream, and it was huge. It was a huge moment. And then after that happened, settled down, all you Texas fellas out there having a big time. I mean, it's just been a great night, and hell yeah. And I love every one of you. I appreciate y'all so much, and good luck, and keep your heads down and keep your mind straight and let the best man win. And tell Chris that what time's your awards tomorrow?
Awards look like they're going to be, they told us, somewhere between 5 and 5:30 Central Standard Time. They just said it depends on brisket. What's funny, we were laughing a while ago. There's 60-plus teams, damn near 70, and I just saw two more pits roll in. So,
Lord.
Man, it's just, it's going to be a big time, and I guarantee you we'll probably see them coming in until midnight for the big four categories tomorrow.
Well, now I'm gonna set up a show for 5 o'clock for 2 hours, and if one of you call in as a host, just set your phone up by the speaker, and we'll get the whole thing. And that way, if one of y'all win big, we'll have it on live radio.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, y'all have a good night, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. And God bless every one of you.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
God bless you,
brother.
Y'all have a good night.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wait. The band was jumping and the drum began to swing. You should have heard them locked out, jailbirds sing that rock. Everybody let it rock. Everybody in the whole jailbird. Who's in the jail? I'll rock. Find a murderer. let it rock, oh, it'll be let it rock. Everybody let it rock.
Texas.